Italian President Giorgio Napolitano and Prime Minister Mario Monti today marked the 20th anniversary of the murder of anti-mafia prosecutor Giovanni Falcone at ceremonies in Italy. Falcone was killed by the mafia on the 23rd of May, 1992, when a half-ton bomb was placed under the motorway between Palermo International Airport and the city of Palermo. Today's anniversary comes less than a week after a bomb attack on a school in Brindisi, which was named after Falcone's wife, killed one girl and wounded a number of others. No one as yet has claimed responsibility for the attack. We spoke to Professor of International Relations at the University of Rome, James Walston.
We're looking at the 20th anniversary of the assassination of Giovanni Falcone, what we would call a very dark day in Italian history.
It was a very dark day for Italians and way beyond. It showed that the mafia was prepared to act in a really very spectacular and brutal way. It's not as if the mafia was known for its gentleness before, but this went way beyond anything that we'd seen before. Even though there'd been a bomb in 10 years before, which killed Falcone's boss, Rocco Chinnici. The type of bomb was extraordinary in its organization and in its ruthlessness. And what makes today's anniversary even more striking is that there is still an extraordinary amount of fog around that event. And that is even more disturbing than the deaths themselves of what happened in 1992.
I mean, he was a man like many others who paid the ultimate price for their conviction, wanting to root out badness.
He was a man who believed in the law and justice and the community, the state. And as you say, he gave his life for that. And he made it very clear in all his public statements, and he made it even more clear in the work he did. It was him who prepared the prosecution case for what was called the maxi processo, the big trial of the 1980s, which secured a large number of convictions. It was him who developed new ways of dealing with mafiosi who turned state's evidence, which was something which was beginning to happen in the 80s. And it was him, above all, who worked with Chinnici, the man who was killed in 1983. Chinnici had worked on a newish method, which was something which the Americans had used for decades, which was tracing the money. And Chinnici encouraged people in his department to learn how to work accounts and to learn how to work where the mafia money went. And Falcone and Borsellino, whose anniversary we will be commemorating in a couple of months, did this extremely well.
As you mentioned there, of course, the other gentleman who was killed, but also Falcone's wife, that she was also taken in this terrible event.
Falcone's wife, Morvillo, was with him. She was also a magistrate. And there were three members of his escort, of his guard, who were killed. The way in which he was killed was extraordinary because he had already had attempts on his life. There had been a bomb put in his summer house near Palermo. And he had moved from being a prosecutor in the front line in Palermo to being an organizer in Rome. And he went back to Palermo on the 23rd of May without telling anyone. Some people knew, of course, people in his office and staff, and it hasn't been completely established who the mole was who told them. The last stages of the actual attack were known, but it's the top ranks which are not known. And he went back to Palermo. He had a bulletproof car. He had an escort car in front and an escort car behind. They were driving very fast along the motorway between Palermo Airport, between Punta Raisi and the city. And the large amount of TNT, which had been put in a conduit under the motorway, was set off at just the right time as that car was passing over. And as we look at the photographs of that day, there was a huge hole in the motorway. And it was an act of war. Very, very literally.
These events, anniversaries, are hard enough to commemorate as it is, but then to add to this was the terrible incident last weekend.
It is very disturbing. At this st- stage, we don't know who was behind it. It could have been the local mafia. It could have been a different mafia. It is possibly a political terrorist act, but I think that's very unlikely. It is possibly also a lone lunatic, but that seems unlikely as well. So we are once again, we're only a few days after the event, but we are in the midst of a terrible fog, and all the suspicions which started out 20 years ago and which still haven't been dispelled, we still don't know if there were top people in the state, in the government, in the ministries, in some way involved with dealing with mafia and in some ways responsible for either Falcone or for Borsellino's death, bring back all those memories, and everyone is speculating today who was behind this, because we are once again in a state of transformation in Italy. It's very clear that the political situation is in a state of flux. We don't know which way it's going to go. And once again, so it seems, the bombs are going off. There were these very clearly directed bombs 20 years ago, and 19 years ago, in the summer of 1993, there were three bombs which seemed to be extraordinarily anomalous. And then it turned out they were mafia bombs in Rome, in Florence, and in Milan. And that was another example of a very desperate period in Italian history, which seemed to be over in a period of stability. And if Saturday's bomb is a presage of a new period of instability and massacres, it will be very, very, more than sad. It will be desperate for Italy, especially given what's going on in the rest of the world.
Just wanted to ask you, James, you're talking about the bomb there, and if it was a case that the mafia had planted the bomb, would it mean that the fact that Italy is seen as to be in a weaker position, like many countries in Europe, through austerity, through recession, things like that, is it the fact that maybe these groups are taking advantage of the situation?
There are certainly groups who would take advantage of any situation. The mafia certainly does. But what is not clear, and it's an argument against the suspicion that the mafia are behind the Brindisi bomb, is what would they get out of it? Because to attack young girls at a school is not something which the mafia has done before. But they put a bomb outside the Uffizi in Florence in 1993. They put a bomb outside San Giovanni here at the Foro Boario in Rome, and outside San Giovanni Laterano, St. John Lateran. So there were two bombs here in Rome. Velabro, San Giovanni al Velabro. And in a park in Milan, without any concern about who might have been there. And in Florence, it brought down a tower, and there was a whole family killed who had nothing to do with the mafia. So it was not a focused, aimed attack. It was pure terrorism. And this type of attack, the sort of Brindisi one, there is a suggestion, it smells somewhat of terrorism, but organized not by political groups, anarchists or any other terrorist. If they carry out this sort of attack, they boast about it. But if it's done by, as has been done on other occasions and proven, by secret services working with either political terrorists or with the mafia, this is extremely disturbing for the stability of Italy. And today, things are much more interwoven, and therefore we are more concerned about the whole of Europe as well.
Finally, I just wanted to ask you, what would you describe as Falcone's legacy?
Honesty and a sense of ethics, combined with, surprisingly, but I think it's something which he has left us, with a degree of optimism. The photographs of him with that wonderful smile, and his most famous remark, in which he says, the mafia is a human organization, and like all human organizations, it is finite, and so it will come to an end. He didn't say when, though.